But I guess we'll just go ahead and segue into the next part of it. Do we want to do the one true three now, or do we want to do...
That was ham-fisted as fuck.
I got a real quick pick based on what Colin did in Pixar Ever Forever ago.
No, that's fine.
Pixel Lincoln, it's a card game based video game that doesn't exist, where you're playing NES, and you're Abraham Lincoln traveling through time. And
okay,
I have
that's
it,
cool.
And we need to play it.
Oh,
we
also...
No, you were telling me about that at the party.
Other picks that we will be doing, just so everybody knows, I forgot to mention these, we will be doing video games, board games, card games, podcasts, and websites. We will also be doing those for picks. Today, we've just been throwing this together, so obviously we're just trying to get everything out that we can.
We don't even have a name anymore.
Yeah, well, we can figure it out.
I think Name Redacted is good.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with that. Name Redacted Podcast.
It's so mysterious and sexy.
Yeah.
Unless MTV owns it. Which case,
again,
check episode 2, and
we'll have to redact that name as well.
Then you could just go with Name Double Redacted, and like,
and there's no one that'll have that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what though, that cover art of just a solid black square, that's really gonna bring people in.
We should have the original name with a black bar across it, so you can still read it, and
it
then
be,
Name
it
Redacted.
Should be, it should be, you should have been there, but with two black bars that say Name Redacted. We're already assuming we're going to have merchandise. I love it.
Make the t-shirt and shit now. Okay, so I'm going to ask, should we go into doing Drink or Drunk, or should
Let's
we do the one, true, three?
I could do one, two, three.
I was going to say, maybe we should do Drink or Drunk before we're drunk, and then one, two, three. What?
One, true,
one.
Three?
One, yes.
True, three.
What?
I know.
Get royalties to Walt Flanagan or Kevin Smith right now.
Yeah, fuck it.
We went through the same thing on my show, like, first few times we gave a shout out, I believe. I
at least we're not doing fat news. Could be worse.
Yeah.
So what do we want to do? Do we want to drink or drunk, or do we want to do one, true, three?
Actually, I'm gonna go with Colin because I don't have one yet. All
right, so we're gonna go with drink or drunk. I'll start. I bought one of the beers tonight, and I'll bring it up the bottle so I can look at it and tell you what it's like. It's actually a very similar bottle to all of their others. It's by the company Barrel Trolley. This is the first beer I've had by them, and we actually have a Barrel Trolley beer, I think it's the IPA, sitting in the refrigerator at my parents' house that we have not touched yet, and my dad will drink it because I can't stand IPAs. But it's a pretty nice little label. It's very old-fashioned, and this is, we actually have the Premier Lemon Shandy. It's got, around the neck of the bottle, it's got another little wrapper label that actually has a couple lemons on it, which I kind of like and kind of fun, you know. Pretty cool and appealing. I'd say tasteful would be a good word for it. And I cracked this open, and I like lemon shandies. And I gotta say, out of the ones that I've had, this might be the best one.
It was
I really like it. Because it actually has a little bit more beer flavor than the other ones do. And I think it sits at right around 6% alcohol.
That's a high alcohol content for a shandy.
I think. Let me check, make sure. Is it actually on the bottle? Where are you on the bottle? I actually don't see where
it is.
Keep
talking, I'll look.
But anyway, I am going to go ahead and say, and this one was only $6 for a six-pack.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's
six
so
for a six-pack, and I got it at Harris Teeter, which is the local shopping center.
This is a malt beverage.
It's a malt beverage. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a beer.
Well, whatever. It's the same thing.
It's a malt
beverage. But yeah, we picked it up for $6 over at Harris Teeter, I would give this one a drink, you know, 10 times out of 10.
Yeah. I would say by tasting it, it's at least 6%.
It's pretty good. And the other one that we have, which is the one that Kevin brought, is the Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin Ale, and I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there for everybody to know. Colin has a severe hatred for the pumpkinification of America.
I do. I will go off on it.
And it is a pretty standard Blue Moon bottle, for those of you who know the Blue Moon. It has the Blue Moon on there.
I was about to say, guess what's
tag
on it?
Yeah, the
Blue Moon.
Yep. And then below the Blue Moon is the title tag, where it has the banner that goes across it. So
and guess
Blue
what?
Moon Harvest Ale. And then pumpkins below it. I like this one okay. It was definitely a much more standard beer than I, you know, than the Shandy was. But I liked it and I enjoyed it. How much was the six?
I think it was like seven something.
Seven. So just over like a dollar a beer. That's not bad.
I would give this one a drink. I would.
No.
I think this is one of those that it would be a drink if I was only going to have one or two.
Sure.
And probably with food. Mm-hmm. This is one that definitely seems to accompany food pretty well. And I'll throw it over to Colin for his, because he's got one very specific one.
I have a... tonight, I had a long day at work, so I decided to pick up one of my favorites, Arrogant Bastard Ale. Yes. By Stone Brewing Company. Arrogant Bastard Ale is... it's an American strong ale, is what it's known as. It sits around 7.2% alcohol. Are you stealing my cigarette now?
I have very few left.
Well, somebody didn't go to the store before we started the podcast, didn't
they? I did. I already smoked all of them.
It's really awesome. The label is just this really mean-looking demon.
I like the label a lot. I think it's really cool.
I love Stone Brewing's labels. And it's an arrogant bastard of an ale, and it's nice and woody. It's just delicious, and I love it. It's definitely a drink.
The label itself talks down to you.
It does. Yeah. It says you're not worthy very much at the bottom. And it was about it was $4.99 for a 1 pint 6 fluid ounce, so that makes it roughly 22 ounces. No, 26 ounces.
I don't do math.
If we're doing an American pint, it's American pint is 20 ounces plus 6, and it's delicious, and it's worth the $4.99 for a big bottle of it. Also, I'm drinking the American classic Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Always a drink, 100% of the time. Always a drink. Always.
It's a drink and a drunk.
Yes,
it really is.
I'll give it that for sure. Kevin. How do you feel about them?
What is the name of the one that you brought again?
Barrel Trolley Lemon Shandy.
Barrel Trolley. Okay, yeah. See, that's only the second Lemon Shandy that I've had before. The other being the one that...
Lining Kugel?
The Lining Kugel.
No, Shock Top.
Shock Top.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That one I'm totally giving a drink. I really enjoyed it. Especially... What, $6?
$6. It was $5.59 before tax.
Yeah, that
tells me it's made by somebody like... It's made by a larger brewery.
I want to taste more of the Barrel Trolley.
Barrel Trolley's independent.
Where are they?
I do not know that.
Got
them. And I almost went with a Greensboro beer.
I think they're independent.
But I didn't.
If it's brewed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's not independent.
So that's, they're giving that one a drink?
Yeah, that one's getting a drink. PBR is easily a
drink.
Always a drink. You know, it's so cheap that it's dumb, and it doesn't taste like pure piss.
And so I want to point this out to anybody lager. Who doesn't know, the only Eugen-owned beer left. The only one.
Really? Yeah.
Owned by
it's
Union.
The only Union-made
beer.
It's also the largest independent brewery.
Also, Natty Bo is made
Is Natty Bo?
Natty Bo is made by Pabst as well.
Okay, well... But it's still a Pabst product.
Pabst is the same family.
Rochester, New York. I don't know. It's a toss-up.
I don't know.
My understanding is that it's independent.
I'll give it the independent mark.
And, again, with the Blue Moon, this is the one I actually brought. I think I'm going to give it a drunk, though.
Yeah?
I've had better pumpkin beer before.
Dude, if you want a really good, price. You really want a good pumpkin beer, Pumpkick by New Belgium.
Really?
That is a fantastic
Man,
pumpkin
New
beer.
Belgium.
I'll have to check it out.
New Belgium's a great company. John, you had both.
I love beer. I'm in a weird place because like I don't drink much anymore. And
I barely ever do anyway.
Yeah, like this is the first beer I've had in probably about a month, but like I haven't had Pabst Blue Ribbon in easily over a year. So like, I just
funny
because
I haven't had Pabst in like over 5 minutes.
12 seconds.
The Lemon Shandy. Like, I have mixed feelings about, because, like, I really like my beer to taste like beer, and as far as it goes, it is one of the more beery fruit beers that I've had.
I disagree
like, it's
100%.
So, that's okay.
That's fine.
Like if you want to go full scale into the fruit zone, and you buy, like, Wild Blue, or Wild Red, or Wild Black, those are...
Or even, like, the Abita Purple Haze.
Those are disgustingly fruity, but, like, so heavy on the alcohol that, like... You can easily get smashed off.
And there's
of them.
A reason for it. Like a normal beer, you hop to take the alcohol taste out. And like a Wild Blue, it's just like they made it so blueberry that you can't taste the alcohol.
Yeah. But I would say I'd have like one or two. I don't know if I would buy it regularly. I'd probably have to be in the mood for it.
I will say this. I would only drink it in the summer. Yeah. I forgot to mention that.
It's a total summer beer.
In the winter, like, and the reason I bought it for tonight, and I am going to point this out, is we were sitting there, me and my dad, in front of the beer selection, and I was like, oh, a lemon shandy, it's a pretty warm night, it's not too hot, but we're going to be sitting outside the whole night, and it is summer, and the summer's coming to a close, it's early September, fuck it, lemon shandy, let's go for it. Yeah. So it felt like an appropriate choice.
What I've been drinking recently... Were you? I'm sorry.
I was just gonna talk about the Blue Moon right quick, okay. And I agree that there are better pumpkin ales out there. Like I don't buy Blue Moon's products very often because, like, for I could spend like a dollar more and get a product I typically like a lot more. So that's my take on it. So go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, as summer's closing, I've been drinking a lot of brown ales.
I can't
like crazy.
Brown's in the new IPAs, dude.
That's what I'm thinking, because the way that people are elevating their brown ales right now, what was that? I want to say it's a Foothills subsidiary at this point. I had it at the baseball game for my birthday. I think it was their Lowdown Brown, Cottonwood's Lowdown Brown.
I haven't had that yet.
Dude, it was like some gorgeous molasses flavoring.
Ooh. I'll say this,
it
too.
It was just some nice toasted malt on top. Like,
I love that thick caramel.
When a beer is named well, it actually helps me. Oh, I'm not going to lie. Cause,
oh, my God.
And before we throw it to Chris, I'm going to point out that Chris does homebrew with a buddy of his, and they are great beers.
You and Jeff make some of the best homebrews
you've
ever
had. And actually, you know what? I'd like to have you and Jeff come on for a special edition where we talk about
beers. That would be amazing, especially because you're talking about naming beer well, and yeah, I really want to say what the name of our beer is now,
because
it's not trademarked yet, so I can't.
But you know I'm the beer nerd. Out of the two of us. So, I'm going to give you as much time. Like, when we were at the Karate Dungeon show, and Jeff Shaman showed up and brought the beer, I was like, he was like, try this. And he poured it into a glass for me, and I'm like, I'm awesome. I'm getting somebody to pour me a glass of their own homebrew
beer. At a house show.
And I drank it. I was like, this is not just homebrew. Like, I'm not kidding you guys. This is...
It's really good.
Commercial grade.
It's...
Like, this could be, like, if they take that recipe and put it into mass production, it would sell, like, fucking crazy.
The only thing is that you can't drink the bottom of it.
Well, no, it's unfiltered.
Yeah, so.
I would put it on par with
Red
some of the best.
Red Oak's actually unfiltered.
Yeah,
put it on par with some of the best IPAs I've ever had, which was the New Belgium Alpine Super IPA that I tried, the Dogfish Head 60, and the Lagunitas.
I don't even like IPAs, and I like their IPAs.
I would put it up there with those three.
Thanks. I don't want to be a downer. I'm like the last person.
No, go for it. It's all opinion. No one's gonna be mad at you.
It is.
Except for everybody on the internet.
Yeah, I know. God, I love it. The lemon shandy, which is not what I'm currently drinking, so I'm trying to call back a little bit. As like you said, for a lemon shandy, it is decent.
Yeah.
There wasn't. I want to try a lemon shandy that has a little bit of hop on top of it. I've never had that. And like I was just telling John, it seems like when you try to do fruit beers, generally the fruit sort of takes the place of the hops in hiding the alcohol content.
Yeah.
But I think that would be really interesting.
Well, when you look at an IPA, one of the top things you get from the hop is the citrus, the lemongrass, the orange blossom.
Right.
And
so I think
like
if you take like a citra hops and match it with like a lemon and a lemon shandy like that, that'd be really good.
That's brilliant, actually.
The thing is, it does have a more caramel taste than any lemon shandy I've had before. Like, the Lining Kugels...
I caught that, too.
Yeah.
It's the malt.
Yep.
It's really malty, and it's got a lot of back-end taste, which is good, because part of what I don't like about lemon shandies is that they sit on the back of your palate really heavy after you drink them.
Yeah.
I disagree with foam a little bit. I think it's a little bit late in the year. If I'm drinking a lemon shandy, like...
I did catch it a little bit on the late
about
end.
Halfway through one, unless it's just hot and I'm just... kicking them back.
Yeah.
Like, I would drink the Lineco Lemon Shandy after doing yard work.
Right.
Which I actually did a ton of yard work today, which is probably why I chose it, because I was out here for 6 hours.
Yeah.
So, that might have been...
And it's definitely good for that. On the opposite end, the Blue Moon, it surprised me that the pumpkin beers are coming out as early as they are this year.
Well, they're already...
It gets earlier every year, man.
They're already putting up Halloween.
It's really... Yeah, it's because they're just trying to forget Thanksgiving, and I think they're trying to make Halloween be in September.
I think they're trying to... Probably. I think they're trying to squeeze Halloween and Christmas closer together, and my birthday is on fucking Thanksgiving, So I'm stoked about it because I don't want anyone to realize I'm getting older.
But I really
so
like it's to eat perfect. Food.
Shut up, dude. You're not that fucking old.
I know, but I just
talk to me when you're me and David Mitchell's age.
So this is the type of year you would normally start to see maybe some lighter porters or some browns, mm-hmm. and it might also be a symptom of the fact that browns are just starting to become the more mainstream drink and replacing IPAs like that. Mm. The Blue Moon Pumpkin, I like it for what it is. I think it's pretty economical in pricing.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But it tastes, I'm not a huge guy, I'm not a huge fan of wheat beers to begin with. I'm not sure if this is actually
I really
wheat
am,
beer.
So.
But it does taste just like a Blue Moon that they put pumpkin flavoring
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And it's probably not even natural pumpkin flavoring, it's probably some extract.
Well, and that's the other thing that's odd about it, is it. Most really good pumpkin beers I really like Foothills, not Foothills, Big Boss.
Their pumpkin
is my favorite pumpkin. I'll drink 80 million of them every fall. And it's delicious. But it's weird that they take the summer wheat taste and then the fall pumpkin taste and put those together. Especially because most pumpkin beer is good because of the spices, not because of the pumpkin in.
Right.
That's really what you're tasting.
And there's no spice in that. It's all
There's
pumpkin.
Not. It's just pumpkin. So
I like getting this perspective because I don't catch those things. And it's really nice to have that on here because I'm never going to catch that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, I taste a little bit of, like, this one thing. Like, I'll be like, there's a little bit of cinnamon in this. And then the rest of it, I'll be like, and the rest of it goes in my stomach. And that's it. And that's all I got.
And, yeah, it's good. It's definitely got a good aroma to it. It does
smell
very fall. And I appreciate that. it's just, if you're not a big beer person, both of these are probably actually really good to drink because they're not super complex. I like really complex beer, not necessarily strong beer, and so I like browns. I like craft lagers are amazing and really hard to come by.
You're going to have to like get me more into lagers.
Yeah,
just lagers to me are just...
Okay, so the lemon shandy, drink or drunk?
The lemon shandy is summertime, absolutely a drink. That's the best lemon shandy I've had. Barrel Trolley, everything they make is amazing.
Yep.
The Blue Moon, to me, is a drunk.
Okay.
There's so much better pumpkin beer you can get for the same price.
I think we all kind of came to that decision. Like, I was first to go, and I didn't want to go downer style on it immediately. But I got to be honest, like, out of the two, it was not as impressive. And also, it's just a beer that has a little bit of
as
extra...
As Kevin's chugging the last of his.
Yeah, I mean, it's... But that's what it is.
Also,
I think we
PBR,
all kind of go.
Peeber's always a drink.
Peeber's always a drink.
Yeah. I think next summer we should do a session where we drink Peeber floats.
Oh, yes. My dad actually just made a porter float, and it was delicious.
Oh, God.
It was a great porter
float. I'm so excited. Zingu Brazilian Black Lager and vanilla bean ice cream.
Bring my dad told me about that.
Zingu is like, it just makes my dick semi-hard just thinking about it. Because we used to have it at a restaurant that Fulman and I worked at. It's now defunct. It was a Latin restaurant on 4th Street in Winston-Salem. You know exactly what it is. I'm not going to say the name.
It was good food. We just it just was operated terribly.
Poorly operated. We had like two of my favorite
shit location too.
Two of my favorite beers. We had Bohemian.
Yes. Yes.
And Zingu.
Zingu and Bohemian are both great beers.
I would always be like beer. I worked a triple today. I'll have two Bohemians and a Zingu.
Here, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. Since I was kind of down on them, some alternates. If you're looking for a fruity beer and you really like that, drink a Magic Hat. It's a classic.
Yes. Magic Hat number 9.
Magic Hat number 9.
If
very
you're
good.
In the area and you want a pumpkin beer, I cannot recommend Big Boss's Fall Ale enough.
Yeah. And actually, to pick up what I was going to say earlier that I had started into, I want to get you and Jeff on with my dad, because my father, and you guys will hear him on the podcast
in
a while.
When he gave us that Southern Tier Amber?
Yes. Oh. My dad is a great judge
of
beer.
It was a Belgian, actually.
Yes.
Southern Tier Belgian.
My dad is a great, he's the most intelligent man I know. He's a great dude. He's sitting right behind me.
No,
he can't hear me. Well, he's probably in bed now. He's an old ass man.
Phyllis is sitting right there.
Phyllis never goes to sleep. My dad's name is Steve. My mom's name is Phyllis. You guys are hear about him a lot.
No, actually, no, it's the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Because your dad's sitting in there. That's Phyllis.
Mm. Actually, that happened once where my dad came for the second half of the open house at Greensboro. And he took my mom's name tag and put it on. And so my friend Scotty started calling him Phyllis.
The first time I ever met Alex's dad, the second time after high school.
Coolest guy ever.
He walked into the restaurant we both worked at.
No. I almost asked if this was happening now.
Because
the story is being
told. He walks in wearing a dashiki.
He's not even... Okay, no. He's not even to the door yet. He's not to the door. And we worked in an open kitchen where the entire kitchen looks out these huge, pane glass windows to the entirety of downtown. And so my dad, dude, just oh, so you guys, my dad is a, did that go over?
No.
Okay. My dad is, he's about 5'10", 5'11". He's got thinning hair.
He looks like
he's,
Alex,
he looks,
a beard.
He looks like me with a much shorter beard, and his beard is like salt and pepper, and he just looks like a normal guy. And he's walking in with my mom, which, and she's about 5'3", and she's just this little, like, white-haired, old Italian woman. Like, quintessential Italian woman. Which, by the way, she's actually been wearing a lot of the Hindu clothes that they bring back when they come overseas, and she looks great in them.
Fantastic.
She looks fantastic in them. Like, and she doesn't, and it doesn't look, like, forced or weird.
But this does.
But this does.
Alex's dad is an anthropologist.
Yes, at a very good university in town, which you
so
know.
We're looking out the window and it's like, who's this old motherfucker walking up in the dashiki right now?
And everyone starts laughing about
and
the dashiki.
Immediately,
my boss goes, look at this white motherfucker walking in with a dashiki.
In my head, I'm like, I know exactly who that is. That's Steve Fulmer.
And my
dad walks in wearing a dashiki, and I'm pretty sure he was wearing some form of, like, Cecil necklace or something.
He's wearing he's wearing prayer beads.
Yeah,
he's wearing Buddhist prayer beads.
And he sits down, and I'm like, oh my god, everybody's in the back, like, laughing, like, who is this old dude wearing the fucking dashiki? And I'm like, hey, Mr. Fulmer.
No. It didn't get that far. My dad walked in the front door, took 5 steps, and goes, like, and puts his hand up, and I go, hey, Dad, and everybody in the kitchen just loses it. And I'm just like, yeah.
Danny's, we're all dying laughing, because I already know who it is.
Yeah, and I was just like, this one's going to be a story told for my whole life.
It was the most beautiful thing that I think, serendipitously, is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
But back to the point, my dad is a very, very fantastic judge of pretty much anything. And he likes to, you know, bring up good beers and stuff. He was the first person that introduced me to Newcastle. It was his first new favorite beer. I remember him talking about when I was a kid, when I was like 11. Said he went to a ball game, had a Newcastle, was amazing. And I remember you talking about Newcastles on yours, on your podcast. I'm talking to Kevin right now, for those of you who can't see me pointing at him.
It's an audible
handshake. And
they're not a
sponsor. Yeah, so,
they will throw money at you if you're a podcast.
But me and my dad, do something pretty cool. We make our own limoncella at the house.
God.
And it is amazing. It is really good. In fact, after we're done here, I'm going to bring a little bit out for everybody. We're going to do a little bit of tasting.
Like,
it's going to be
good.
The
almond limoncello?
Oh, yeah. After a while, we started getting bored with just making the regular, so, like, a couple of the cool ones that he did, he dropped ginger in it, he dropped almond in it, he dropped vanilla in it. The one that really caught me off guard that I really thought was cool and I really liked was he dropped black pepper. He's right there. My mom's out here trying to find my dog so he can feed him, or she can feed him. But the one that I really liked was he dropped black peppercorns in the bottom of one of the limoncello bottles.
Oh, man.
And it was
fantastic.
Really good.
That sounds amazing.
It was not expected to be good, but it was really fantastic. And I was just fell in love with it. So I think what I want to do is I want to get you and Jeff on, Chris and Jeff, who brew beer together, and I want to get my dad on, and we'll just talk about beer and liquor the whole
episode. That'd be
awesome.
That'd be so exciting.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be really fun to do that. But since we're kind of keeping going, and we're at 2.5 hours, and I don't care. I'm fine with it. I guess we'll segue into the next little bit. Einstein. Shecky! Sorry.
Love you, Kevin.
Love you, Kevin Smith. So the next thing we're going to segue into is 1 True 3. And the way 1 True 3 works is you tell 3 stories. 2 of them are lies, one of them's the truth, and then people can ask you questions about each story, and then they have to guess which one's true and the 2 that aren't.
And for the sake of brevity, let's not get too crazy with the stories, because there are 5 of us.
Yeah, I've got really short ones that are really good. I can start it off. Okay, so my 1 True 3. All right, the first story is, and this is a weird one. I
know that's fake just because of the way you prefaced it.
No, it might not be. It might be. They're all weird. I was a little kid. I think I was still in elementary school. I was.
Who
still
peed on you?
Nah, you're close. I was still in elementary school. and it was winter, and it had just snowed. School got canceled. Beautiful. Awesome. I get to go sledding. There is a park not half a block from me, just right down here. We went down to the park to sled and all that stuff, because there's some hills that lead down to the tennis courts. And one of my neighbors from down the street brought their dog, and I fell over running up the hill. The dog mounts me and starts humping me, and I don't know what he's doing, and I think it's just fun. That's the first one.
He loves me.
The second one.
We're friends.
The second one is I was in a hot tub with a couple of my friends. It was one of those nights before I figured out that beer wasn't going to sit well with me. I had about 5 or 6 beers. Sitting in the hot tub, and somebody started kind of play wrestling with me, dunked me under the water for a little bit too long, came up, felt really weird, leaned back against the side of the hot tub. He came back in to like try to tackle me again, and I just spewed all over his face, just everywhere. The third one happened actually a month ago. I was hanging out with this girl. We were hooking up. She started to go down on me. I had never had her do that before. She bit my wiener a little bit, and I hit her in the head by instinct. By her pure instinct, it was chomp, oh shit, and I just, boom, on her temple, and she went out. Just out. Those are my three stories.
Okay, so we're operating under the assumption that two of these are true.
No, one of these is true.
One is true.
One is true. Have at it, boys.
I'm going to go first.
as per usual.
Well, I'm the most important person here.
Continue.
Just kidding. Actually, you're all important in your own way.
But not the way I am.
The royal, we had a meeting, and we voted.
So, all right. So the girl that went down on you, how many times have you hung out with this girl beforehand?
Only about 2 or 3.
And 2 or 3?
Can we ask questions? Is that part of this?
You can ask questions.
This is how you determine the true and the three.
Yeah. I think we had been on one real date, and I'd hung out with her 2 times since the real date.
Is she older or younger than you?
She's younger.
That's par for the course. I don't even know why I asked.
Fuck off. The girl I'm talking to now is 28. Sorry, just saying.
All right, so the sledding story.
Yep.
What kind of dog was it?
He was a really big Cocker Spaniel.
I mean, a really big Cocker Spaniel is not as big as, like, a really big Rottweiler.
No,
so,
but,
I mean,
like, an unusually...
Give me poundage.
It had to be at least 40 pounds.
40-pound
Cocker Spaniel.
That's
a really big Cocker Spaniel.
Damn big Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 2 is true.
Okay.
And then 1 and 3 are false.
Okay. So me puking on the dude, true.
Yes.
Okay.
True.
Kev.
The girl going down.
Okay.
We're all going to start with that.
That's the most important story.
Well, it's the most unusual.
I'm assuming we all like blowjobs.
That's a
safe assumption, I think.
That's a huge assumption. I may hate them, but I actually love them.
Good job.
The first letter of her first name.
C.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's going to be T. I was going to punch you in the head.
Just
like that would ever happen.
You're pretty quick on that one.
RSTLNE, bro. That's a common letter.
According to Pat Sajak, yes, it is.
That's the only question I have.
Go to the board. All right. Does anybody else have any other questions?
So,
I'm going to let them ask questions as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Just so he can try to, since you jumped the gun, sweetheart.
You don't call me Mint Man for nothing.
Man, I've just never played this weird game, this strange game before.
I've never actually played it either. I had just heard it played a ton of times.
What was the second story?
Second story is me puking on the dude in the hot tub.
Because of the
dunking the beer and the
beer.
So there's the rape, there's the...
Let's clarify rape. He was being raped by another species.
But he didn't even know.
I didn't even know. I was completely unaware. Yeah. And my brother was there, so it was the worst.
That implies non-consent, in my opinion.
True, we're just calling it the rape story when it should be more clarified as the dog rape. As in, wait, I'm being raped but that's by
worse.
A dog.
That is worse.
I'm being raped by a dog.
Okay, that's fair.
You were the rapee. Yeah, the fat cocker spaniel was the raper.
Yeah.
How long did it take before... before...
completion.
You know.
Okay, it never finished. The owner of the dog, the mother of the kids that were there, ran over. It took maybe 25 seconds. But that's still a long time in dog home.
I'm actually assuming this is Haynes Park with
the
hill behind Wiley.
This is right here. This is right in front of the tennis courts at Miller Park.
Okay, it's Miller Park.
The same park I lost my virginity in. What up?
Yeah, right then with the dog.
Right then with the dog. I lost my virginity twice in that park.
Well played, John Thomas.
I'm gonna guess that the dog story is the true story.
Okay.
Because I want it to be true the hardest.
You're putting what you want into the universe and expecting it to come back.
Chris.
I'm gonna assume what you're doing is what I do, and each one has a little piece of truth to it.
Okay.
And so I think the third one, she probably did not go unconscious.
Okay.
I think the second one you probably felt kind of queasy.
Okay.
The first one is if you were making it up, the dog would have finished. I'm sorry.
Kev.
Yeah, so I've got to go with the third one. And I am only doing that because, one, blowjobs. Two, just in the shop the other night, we were talking about, like, your instinctive reactions to, you know, kneeing people in the chin and stuff like
that. Well, that's from, like, tickling. But, like, a blowjob, I mean...
No.
Honestly,
but
my
his
thought...
reaction with it specifically being hitting
well,
another
because I told
human.
Him about my...
But my human... thought is if like somebody bites my dick, I'm not gonna punch them because they might bite down harder when they pass out.
Okay. That's funny because my first thought was I'm into it.
Okay, no, because literally a few days ago I told
you
him
you like dick bites, and that's okay.
No, the reason he I'm assuming jumped to that conclusion is a couple of days ago I told him about when I used to do MMA.
So you're pandering.
No,
you're pandering.
No, these stories were just
you
in my head.
You're pandering the panel, Fulmer.
Disagree.
From the context that I'm living in right now,
okay,
he seems to be a very instinctive hitter.
All right,
he's never hit me after I've bit his.
He went with the puke.
Well, I'm never going to like play push
okay.
him or anything
so,
like that. Yeah.
So Colin went with two, which is the puke. Kevin went with three, which is the beige, and
the beige,
and then
boner and
John
the beach.
And Chris both went with one, which is the dog hump, and it is the dog hump.
God damn it!
The
one
dog
point.
Hump is true. And I never lived it down. My brother, every once in a while, will still bring it up.
I actually
never will.
I actually should have thought about, you know, Fat Evan.
Yeah, Fat Evan making fun of me. There is zero truth in number two. None at all. Number three, I pulled that story a little bit from an article I read that made me laugh harder than anything I've ever seen in my life.
It had to have been on Vice.
No. There is an article in a newspaper that the headline says... Man in hospital for torn member and female in hospital for third degree burns and concussion. Okay?
Was this in The Guardian from the UK?
I don't remember what it was from, but this was the story. Dude is cooking breakfast for his girlfriend. She's giving him a beach.
I've read this.
Yes. He accidentally pours hot bacon grease on her back. She bites his
down,
dick and he hits her with the frying pan.
Oh.
Yep. No. I should have recognized that from Reddit.
It was a perfect storm.
It was the perfect storm in the worst way and the best way because that was the best way for me to just go, that's bullshit. No, that's real.
So I guess it's my turn for 1, 2, 3.
Go for
it. So, on my 21st birthday, two of these stories contain 21st birthdays because I only had one.
All of mine contained nudity at some point.
They both happened within the same week. My 21st birthday... My 21st birthday happened on a Monday back in 2007. And so my friend took me out for my 21st birthday Sunday at midnight. And I went to Finnegan's Wake. And I drank about 4 3 Wise Men. Which is Jack, Jim, and
Johnny.
Drank about 3 of those. About 7 beers. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I remember is we're in my friend's Nissan Altima. And I have a baseball bat, and I'm hanging outside the car, waving it, screaming Outlander. We have your girl, Outlander! Just this is sort of a crazy mix of Children of the Corn and Mad Max, and it was brilliant. Took me home, passed out on my bed, woke up the next morning with the weirdest boner I've ever had in my entire life. Second story is that same 21st birthday, I went up to New York City, ended up meeting up with this girl at a bar. Gorgeous girl. Like, you mean, like, 9 out of 10 gorgeous girl. It was during Fashion Week, so of course I'm like, oh, fuck, there's going to be some amazing women looking, like, around. She ends up taking me into the bathroom at the restaurant my friend worked at, and 5 minutes later, after things got a little sort of handsy, he bangs on the door, I'm like, stick my head out, and he's like, dude, it's a dude. So I grab my beer off the sink, haul ass out of there, and then we go on to the next bar. That's the second story. Third story.
God, I hope you made out with a dude. I really hope that's the one.
Third story is one time I'm at a party in Greensboro. Not Greensboro current, Greensboro prior.
I love that we actually make that distinction of Greensboro prior.
Actually, I stole that from our friend Sarah.
Okay.
Because she had Raleigh current, Raleigh prior. Yep. And I decided to go to somewhere else, tavern, for a punk show. And end up taking way too many benzodiazepines during the show. end up hovered over the trash can and the toilet at the same time because I didn't realize that benzos relaxed every single muscle in your body. pretty much just shitting black tar and puking up bad beer at the same time. And it was just, and people were, Burley was banging on the door. He was hobbling, like, as soon as I opened the door, Burley was there with his dog, just looking like he wanted to throttle me. Like, so much so that the fact that he let me in that night for the last Time Machine drive-by show that I was at,
yeah,
I was surprised. And so those are my three stories.
Oh, wow. I like all of them, actually. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'll start off with questions. What color was her hair, and did she say she was a model?
She said she was a model, and she had blonde hair, but with, like, really hot brown roots. You know what I mean by, like, hot roots? Like,
yeah.
She needed to go back through with her roots.
Okay.
That sounds not hot.
It's called hot
roots. It's called hot roots, yeah. It's, I fuck it. I don't care. I'm not discriminating, whatever.
Sounds like something a dude would let go, though.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I'm just not going to pay attention to my
roots. If you're touching my dick, I'll probably just let go of, like, whatever you have going on on your head. And it was natural hair, too. I will say that. It was their natural hair.
I mean, you don't put fake roots. Or no, you I'm don't saying, put fake hair on with fake like roots.
Mine's sun bleached and I got my roots showing.
No, you got
too.
Some hot ass roots.
Hot roots.
Yeah, you need to go back to Guttermouth time so you can dye your hair in the parking lot.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think of other questions for the other two. Does anybody else have questions?
I think I have a verdict.
I think I do, too.
I'm going to go with number one.
As am I.
Okay.
Because that's the Colin I know and love.
You've never been to New York Colin. With me.
Oh, man.
That honestly it does sound the most plausible. Like, the most likely to have happened is you got really drunk and you were hanging out of a car.
Well, you two, Kevin and John, have never seen what we lovingly refer to as Colin drunk.
Yeah.
There is a state of drunk that everyone can hit that is referred to as Colin drunk. Which we will tell stories about on later sessions.
Which all three could have happened during Colin drunk.
Especially the thing that makes the third one bullshit is Burley doesn't ever stand up from that chair. He lives there. He sleeps there.
Bullshit. I've seen him stand up from that chair before.
It's a rare occasion.
It is, and it's pretty
not
much
not because some guy's throwing up in a toilet.
It wasn't just throwing up. I was throwing up and shitting.
I can just imagine you, like, taking the shit and then, like, scooting to the back of the, like, oh,
no,
so your back is...
I had the little paper, the paper towel trash can in
see,
because
I was
face.
Just hoping that you had, like, bad beer puke all over your dick.
Man, let's be real here, too. Shitting at the tavern is not a big thing, because anyone who takes a crap at any dive bar venue, that, you let that go. You don't walk in on that.
I was in there for, like, 20 minutes.
I'm still going with number one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with number one.
I like number one as well.
John, final verdict.
I'll go with number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Everybody got it.
Yeah.
Actually, number three was actually taken from a very serious time where I did take benzodiazepine. Only I wasn't. It was at Somewhere Else Tavern, and somebody gave me a Klonopin, and I ate it. But instead of, like, puking and shitting all night, I almost Jimi Hendrixed and died.
Ooh. Oh, that's more fun.
All right, here you go. I got three real quick ones.
Good.
I've seen someone bowl a perfect 300. I've been to 40 states. I've eaten two bugs this week.
I'm going to go with two bugs this week because he had one tonight.
I was about to say, but that is a very good sense of misdirection. I'm going to go with two. I'm going to say 40 states because I know how much you used to travel and skate and snowboard, and I know how much you toured.
That's the only one that's embarrassing. So I'm going with
things that are unusual.
Okay,
I'll go with the perfect 300 bowling because, like, if you used to, I don't know you well enough to know if you used to bowl a lot, but if you used to bowl a lot,
I did used to bowl a decent
amount. You hang out with people who bowl a lot, it's not so uncommon to see someone bowl a perfect.
What lane did the 300 game take place in?
It was on the right.